hear his words and be focused on it. Amen. And so if you have your Bibles with you and your Bible apps, and if I may request, if you are able to please rise up to honor the Lord and turn to Matthew 28. We're going to start with verse 16 till the end of that chapter, and then secondly, we're going to refer to 2 Peter chapter 3. Matthew, we're going to start with Matthew 28. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit even as we read it. You know, even while you and I are reading it, God would already speak to us. Know that. Amen. He is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Amen. Let me know if you're there. Matthew 28, Amen. Verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. So just on that verse alone, it tells us that Jesus, he is our guide through his Holy Spirit. Amen. It tells us where to go. Verse 17, when they saw him, Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, here we go. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Amen. Authority where? In heaven and on earth. Now look at what succeeded that verse. Verse 19. Look, what is that verse? What is that? It says in New King James Version, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, we're going to start with verse 1. 2 Peter 3. Glory to God. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders. Do we all need being reminded of?
Yes.
As reminders to stimulate you to what kind of thinking? Wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. Mockers, they will mock God's people. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter po, chapter 3. Okay. 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3.
Andiyan na po ba kayo? Okay. Kakanta na sana ako ng Merry Christmas eh. Hindi, biro lang o biro lang. Sige, okay. I'm glad na we're all in the same page na. Okay, all right.
Verse 3. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by whose word? God's word. The heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. That was the time of Noah. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are now reserved for what? For fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of who? Ungodly people. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. One day. The Lord, I want you to focus on this verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be what? burned up or laid bare. Wow. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? So, may question ho sa para sa atin. The answer is, you and I ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with this promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote with you, with the wisdom that God gave him. Lord, we thank you for your words that are life to all of us. Salamat, Panginoon. We thank you for the opportunity you give us to hear your word, and we ask for the work of your Holy Spirit to give us understanding and the grace to obey it and to live by its principles and truth. We want to be followers and doers of the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Praise God. You know, when someone is leaving or going away, you know, the words of that person, his or her last words, are important. Jesus, our very own Lord Jesus, before he left, before he ascended back to heaven, he left his disciples with his last words of instructions. Now, those words are not just for the disciples then. Do you believe that those words are also for us today? So number one, with those verses that we read in Matthew 28, we emphasize that portion that says his authority is over all. Whose authority? The authority of our Lord Jesus. He said that all authority has been given to him in heaven and here on earth. So with whatever's going on around us, you know, when you turn on, you know, the news, there's so many things happening, most especially with us as a nation and even outside, whether it's Marawi in the Philippines, in Washington here, and in many places we're in. I just saw over the news that the severe famine that's going on in many places in Yemen, Sudan, parts of Africa. Hear this. We're not just going to talk about the statistics and what's going on, but let it be that when you and I would turn on the news, it would inform us and make us aware of the things happening around us. And then we in turn see that, wow, everything is in line with the Word of God when it pertains to His second coming. The Word of God tells us a lot of people would just mock us every time we would talk about that. But you know what? If you and I really believe that the Word of God is true, that the Word of God is the final authority. Like what our elder Roel said, his word is the final say. Some people might say it's over, but when God says it's not yet over, whether it be our lives, when the doctor would give us a bad report, and remember what we said, that God is able to uphold us,
preserve.
You know what means preserve? Kahit na may danger around us, when God says, no. Not yet. He will do anything to protect you and preserve your life. He will surround you with people, even would like kind of be an instrument to help you out or be not just help, but preserve us. But in everything, it's God. He is the source. He's able to sustain. What do you mean sustain? What are your needs today? What are we worried about? He is able to provide. Able to provide. You see, when the Bible says he gives us the ability to obtain wealth, the strength that you and I have, that comes from God. Yung dunong, you know, it's like you're working. Oh, I don't know what to do. And we pray, God, you're the source of wisdom. And then, ding! Those, you know, we are impressed with, you know, about the technology now. In fact, in the book of Daniel, that's one of the signs. When there would be like yung increase in knowledge. With yung technology ngayon, we, you and I are amazed. But you know what? God is the source of wisdom. Yung si Edison, yung in-invent ang electricity, kanino galing yun? Hey Lord! Bill Gates? Lahat yan. Sa computer, my gosh. Everything at the tip of your finger. You Google, you don't know what to do, you call on Siri. Or Alexa. It's like we say that information right at the tip of our finger. Gone are the days when I was young, meron ho kaming encyclopedia. Do you know what an encyclopedia is, TJ? Oh, you know. Wala nang salesperson ng encyclopedia, right? Why? Because everything you sa internet, increase in knowledge. Wow. At the fingertips. That's one of the signs of the times. Now, when we emphasize the authority of our Lord Jesus, one of the things that the Bible tells us, he's the head over all, even head of the church. Who's the boss of the church? Jesus is. And so we, as his followers, are under whose authority now? Jesus. And so in verse 19, that's why it says, therefore, now recognizing that all authority has been given to Jesus, it says, therefore, what does it say? Go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy. So yung water baptism ba? Command ho yun?
Amen.
Yes. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. That's where the teaching of the word is. And we share the gospel, we go and teach his word. So that commandment, that word, it's not a request, but a what? It's a command. So you and I, as a people of God, as followers of Christ, we are to go. Where? Either to the people first within our reach, whether at home. How many of us have loved ones still that needs to know Jesus? Marami po pa sa atin. Within our reach, sa home, school, work, offices, workplace, if you're working still. Kahit na retired po kayo, even where you're at right now, sa bahay, sa community, neighbor, and even nations. I remember, talk about neighbors, you know, I remember si Sister Janet Nona, you know, we so blessed to see people who have a heart for others. You know, I remember that story na bagong lipat sila in their apartment, so she started like, puk-puk dito ng frame. And it happened that the neighbor close to her has this like, you know how some people are so sensitive to noise? And it turned out that that neighbor was sensitive to that noise. But, you know, she was so on fire. And the Lord used that kind of unpleasant start in her relationship with her new neighbor. And then that neighbor knocked at her door. Hey, that noise, you know, it's irritating, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Instead of fighting that neighbor, Sister Janet used that as a means to share. And now that sister, Sister Marie Vic, some of you know her, came to know Christ because of that unpleasant, like, ingay mo! And now, even the children now she has a family of her own. She has two sons that are now also, they know Christ. The impact of sharing Jesus, no matter what. Now, in our previous study, we learned from God's word that the heart of God, see, when you and I get close to God, or even, you know, we begin to know, you know, his heartbeat. Ano ba yung gusto niya? Last time we talked about what are the things that he hates. And anyone who remember the Proverbs, one of the things that God hates is what? Lying. Huwag pong magsisinungaling. Always tell the truth. Always tell the truth. Always tell the truth. Ano pa? Ano pang one of the things that God hates? The pride, the haughty look, yung mga... Yung mga iba dyan, mga nagda-drive, you know, some people, when you go on the freeway, it's like, you know, naganda ng kawatsi nila, yung mga tingin na. Mga, di ba, no, everyday life, it's like, may mga taong tingin sa'yo,
ano na headphone, ano ba, chine-check out yung mga, ano ba yan, ano ba yung klaseng sapatos yung suot mo yan, ano ba yung mga, haughty look, ayaw ni Lord, wow. And people that cause division. Okay. Pero you know what, God, we begin to know Him more and we see His love. The love of God. Tayo, di ba, ano yung natandaan natin last Sunday? There is a gap. A huge gap. Remember the illustration, the bridge? The San Juanico Bridge? Okay. And so, there's this huge gap na gap between God and us. That is the bad news. But praise the Lord that that gap was nawala ho because of the cross, because of Jesus, because God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. That whosoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. God was so willing to send and give up His only Son to die on that cross so that you and I may be saved from our sins. Be reconciled with God and have now this personal and intimate relationship with Him. Now restored a relationship. Peace comes from being reconciled with God. Now I want to jump now because we've heard this so many times. But we always remind ourselves about this because as you and I have been called to share, if they would ask you, ano ba yung church na sinasamahan mo? Ano ba yung, what do you do? Ano ba yung importance ng Bible study? Well, why are you so passionate about that? You give up your time instead of, you know, relaxing and do that. You spend time reading the Word, obeying what the Word of God says. If someone would ask you, what would you say? Kasi sabi ho sa Bible, you know what? Let me read that portion in my notes that says, you and I should be ready. Be ready always to give an answer to anyone that asks you a reason of hope that is in you. That's found in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. So if someone would ask you, why? What would you tell them? You and I need to know what to tell others about the gospel, right? So what is the gospel? What is the gospel? Bad news is what? We have sinned. You know, and separated. We are condemned and ready, bound to hell. Wow. In our future Bible studies, we're talking about, does hell exist?
Yes.
Don't you ever believe other things that says it does not, because Jesus in His own word says that there's a hell.
Amen.
That God in His love, He doesn't want anyone to perish. That's what we read. So that's why Jesus was sent, so that no one would go to hell. And mag-repent lang for people to come into repentance. Amen. Okay, now, let me jump. Why the urgency? How many of us are so thankful to God that you and I have been, you and I were given the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel?
Amen.
To know that God loves us so much that He's talagang mahal na mahal niya tayo. He doesn't want us to be separated from Him. You and I are now enjoying what it means to be in the presence of God. How much more that when you and I would see Jesus face to face, that day is coming. That day is coming. Hallelujah. And so, ang tanong is, why the urgency? Bakit you and I need to do the Great Commission ASAP? That's right. Thank you so much. Because it's coming soon. Because of God's appointed time for the day of judgment. There are two kinds of judgment. Judgment for the unbelievers and judgment for us. Hindi na tayo i-judge for our sins kasi save tayo. But yung judgment for the believers, alam nyo ba na may reward ceremony? Yes! Meron po tayong ceremony that God would reward our faithfulness. Hallelujah. So now, with the verses that we read earlier, the seemingly delay is not because of God's slowness in keeping His promise, but what's the reason for the delay in His second coming? But He desires that more will come to repentance. You know,
minsan hati ho tayo dyan, ano? I hear this a lot. You know, when you and I would go through challenges, Lord, sana dumating ka na. Diba? Lord, para matapos na itong lahat ng problema ko, itong bills na binabayaran ko, mga problema ko, come quickly, Lord. And yet, at the same time, God would remind us, anak, I'm still waiting for others. And tayo ang ipapadala ni Lord. You and I are given the responsibility to share to many, okay? Now, because his heart is, he does not want anyone to perish. See, the Bible tells us that that day of judgment will be sudden and terrible for those who do not believe. We are putting together, things as far as resources, as far as tayo as a church, how you and I would need reminders of this, kumbaga main event. I call this as a main event in our lives as a Christian, yung rapture na mangyayari. We believe the word of God that it's true. And so the urgency for our being ready, the readiness, and to be called faithful till the end. I'm going to give you po an assignment later on. Runtong tayong babasahin sa Luke 19, if you're taking down notes. Luke 19, 11 to 27. Assignment po natin yan, ha? Luke 19, 11 to 27. Now, because that day will be sudden and terrible for those who do not believe, what does the Word of God tell us in Romans 10? Let's go to Romans chapter 10 po. That's after the book of Acts. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, then Romans. All right, Romans 10. Romans 10, we're going to start with verse 11. Romans 10, verse 11. Study along with us. Amen. Let's maintain to be focused on the Word of God. Continually be in the attitude, Lord, speak to my heart, Lord. I need your words. Amen. Verse 11 of chapter 10, Romans. Nandiyan na po ba kayo?
Amen.
Thank you so much. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. Ano yung Gentile? Tayo ba ano?
Gentile.
Oh, Gentile. Hindi tayo Jew, no? No difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. Verse 13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, capital L. There's only one Lord, and that is Jesus. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Verse 14, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? Di ba tama ho naman, ano? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Verse 15, and how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Do you believe that God is sending us today?
Yes.
Praise God. God is sending us today because he wants to use us. He wants to use us to share who Jesus is and what he has done for us. And so now, as disciples and followers of Christ, we have been given an important responsibility to take God's great message of love, of hope, the message of salvation to others. Amen. Now, how? So I think, eto na tayo, you know, how many of us ngayon, how many of us now, just from reading the verses, that we are convinced that this is God's commandment? So I think ang challenge sa atin is, how do we do it, right? Is that what's in your mind now? Marami pong ways to evangelize. Let me just point out two things. One, first of all, we can evangelize through our lives. That's why the Bible says, live a godly life. So that's number one. Living, do you know that when you live a godly life, nagiging ano tayo, what Jesus called us to be? The light and salt of the earth. Now, so that's one way, through leading a godly life and through our words. So sa Matthew 5 verse 13, you don't have to go there. Sabi dyan, the Lord said, if the salt have lost its savor, pag ho kayo nagluluto, ano purpose ng salt? It gives flavor. Di ba yung mga may diet dyan, pag no salt. Bland, no? Tabang naman ito. Kumain na ba kayo ng french fries without salt? Walang lasa, no? Salt gives flavor. Do you know na when you and I become the salt of the earth, yung presence nyo brings kind of flavor and a preservative. Two things, flavor and preservative. Halimbawa, yung flavor. When you and I begin to talk about Jesus, some people would say, well, you know what? I want to hear more. Haven't you noticed that it's not even our own personality? It's because you and I are being the salt to the place where we're at. And you'll be surprised na, you know, in workplace, wherever we go, people tend to kind of gravitate towards us. You know, I like talking to you. You know, I have some, and glory to God for that. You know, she would even tell me, when can we go out for lunch? Because I need to talk to you about so many things. Because I like the things that you are talking about the Lord from the Bible. That's being salt. I want to hear more. Di ba yung tamang-tamang salt lang, hindi yung buhos ng salt, ano? Sobrang alat naman. Pag sobrang alat, tamang salt, graciousness of the words. It's like, pag yung masarap ang pagkaluto, tamang salt, it's why, I want to eat more. Di ba? Pengi pa nga. I'd like some more. And that's why, when you and I begin to be gracious in our words and even talking to them about the goodness of God. How many of us have been blessed by God? How many of us have testimonies about to share the goodness of God? Use that. Let that be your starting point. And then, you know, as people hear that, nagkakaroon sila ng hope na, wow, you went through that and this is what the Lord Jesus did? Yes. And so they would say, I want to hear more about your Jesus. Amen. And so, I think I've mentioned this at one time. You know, when I invited, you know, my office mate. How many of you remember that? It was during the holidays that, you know, I invited her. And she brought her children with her. Her tatlong anak niya. And the second son, the second child, liked what he saw and what he heard. That's why when they went home, he said to his mom, Mom, I want to be a Christian. What? He liked what he witnessed here because you and I are being the salt and light of Jesus. That kind of steered him. And in fact, he wanted to come back here. I think I told you this story. He wanted to come back here, but because he was just a young teenager and he doesn't drive yet, and so much as he wanted, you know, for some reason, there were some hindrances for them not to come. But God saw his heart. God saw the heart of this young boy. And so, in fact, in God's hand, mighty hand, another young man, turned out to be a Christian, and then invited him to a church that was like just near their house, and that he could just ride his bike. And then I was told, you know, my coworker said, you know, he loves being a Christian. And now I was even invited to attend his water baptism. Oh, look at this. You and I can make an impact. Just mere inviting. Just mere inviting. And then that they were so ready. That young boy was so ready to receive Christ. And he did. And he did. And you know what? The Lord is doing things already in this household. The grandfather now went with him because the pastor, the youth pastor of their church, owns a bike shop. And so, you know, the grandfather went with this young boy and went there and met the youth pastor. Divine connections. At times you and I don't really realize how when you and I would pray, start to pray for people, and start to just invite, you know, pag tayo merong Christmas, you know, I would always say this, invite people. And I pray that it will not fall on deaf ears, because God wants us to be an instrument to invite people and lead them to Jesus and lead them to the Lord. And so in Matthew 5 verse 14, it says, we are also the light of the world, and that light is not supposed to be hidden under a bushel. You know, pag may light, hindi nyo dapat i-cover, right? So what does that mean? Because there might be something, ano ba yung bushel that would cover our light? Anything that clouds the testimony of our life. We want that that light will shine brightly and that people would see that light. In fact, in Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And then when the unbelievers begin to look at your life and mine, they would say, only God can do that. Amen. And so when you and I are faced with impossible circumstances, and then, you know, many times you and I become vulnerable, like what happened to Trenton. But at times, you know, the first instinct is, Lord, why? But in those moments, how many of us know that those are the moments that it humbles us, overwhelmed with helplessness, that we begin to call on the name of the Lord. Lord, di ko na kaya to. Lord, I don't know what to do, but Lord, I call on your name because, Lord, you are an ever-present help in time of need and in time of trouble. And then when the power of God comes and it becomes a powerful testimony that truly people would say, only God can do that. Can save a crumbling marriage, can bring fruitfulness. If you look at your bank account, Lord, hindi na mahirap i-reconcile kasi talagang wala namang. Di ba may mga wala lang i-reconcile. But here, in out of our nothingness, out of our nothingness, when you and I trust God, He is the one that can open that door. You know, blessings come. You know, there would be times now, you know, let me just sidetrack a little bit. When you and I are faced with, halimbawa, yung ganong financial troubles, you know, when the Bible tells us, He gives us the ability. Hindi lamang ho physical strength, but I've seen that in my life when I said yes to God. Lord, what do I do? In that long period of time that I was on disability leave, I sought God. And you know, He delivered me from all the fear and anxiety. He gave me that that kind of energy, spiritual and physical, that na-overcome ko po lahat ng, you know, what would they say? What would I do? When the Word of God, He gave me that Word, I acted on the Word of God, and boom! Now, yung sinasabing, yung blessings, it comes. There will be times that you and I need to act on the Word of God. Merong kong kasabihan, it's a lot easier to move a steering wheel. Halimbawa, for those of you who drive, di ba mas madaling steer ang wheel kapag maanda? Right? That's right. Kasi kung nasa park, kahit na mag-maniobra kang right? That car needs to be moving. At times when you and I would seek, Lord, what do I do? What do I do? You know, when we looked for this church building, the Lord saw our effort. We looked at so many places. Doon sa Torrance, every time I would be on the 405 freeway, mag-exit ako so many places. Lord, I would drive along many places to look for places. Even on my way to the prayer meeting, we would just go to the house nila, Sister Janet, sa Cypress. And every time I would see, you know, church buildings, sa mga, you know, sabi ko, Lord, nakakaingit. You know, I would talk to God. Nakakaingit sila meron. Kami, Lord, paano kami? You know, God sees anything that's in our heart, whether in my role as, you know, as a pastor noon, you know, Lord, samba kami. Malapit na noon mag-Easter presentation, we were just meeting sa, you know, sa how do you call that, clubhouse, sila, Sister Celia. But in all of that, I'm sharing this because God guides. God guides and provides.
Amen.
We waited. Number one, ang kaya ang ganda ng song, we look up to you, Lord, and we wait on you. We look up to God. Lord, ikaw ang source. So I told him, Lord, buti pa sila meron. And then, do you know what? There was one verse in the Bible that says, you're going to have a place that someone worked for and it will be yours. The Lord had us wait for this place. There was one Sunday that I asked the group, we were still, nandun kami sa, tayo sa veterans, Civic Center. So the Lord was already steering and preparing, paving the way. There was one Saturday that my mom and I, we drove here in this plaza, in this area. And we ended up dun sa yung harapang suites. And then so I called on the rest of the group. So we went there, silip-silip, kuha number, then we prayed. Brother Ruel called the number and he asked, sabi ko, Brother Ruel, sige, call and find out how much. And then he got the number. Ako, di pa kaya. Yung pala, you know what? Because the Lord says, wait. Until I got the phone call after, several months after, I got a call from the management. Oh, you might want to check out this place because it's already an existing church structure. And to make the long story short, we met the pastor. Kasi yung pastor nila died and they're no longer going to, nakakalungkot yun. The pastor died, and then they had to give up the place. So in short, you know, when we talked to them, sabi ng pastor, so many people are calling me for this, but right there and there, gave me the key to the place. Everything that's here, all yours. Amen. You know how much one blue seat, yung inuupuan nyo, costs? Magkano?
$100+.
When we looked at the place, yung Sunday school department na office yan, ano? Ako, meron kaming na-discover na boxes and boxes ng pamaypay. Bakit may pamaypay? We turn, walang aircon sa sanctuary. No aircon in the sanctuary. And so, oh man, sige, let's find out. Let's find out how much it's gonna cost to have that AC. Naku, magkano yung... 18,000. Sabi ni Sister Sally, pwede kaya nating tawaran na 1,000? Sister Sally, ikaw na makipag-usap. Anointing ng Jew. But here's the thing. Look at this. What God can do. When you and I look at the faithfulness of God, and so the plan of God was, you know, don't worry about it. Nag-sublease lang tayo for the remaining months of the existing church when their lease expired and when we talked to the management that we will now occupy it. You know what they did? Binabaan yung rent and say, don't worry about the AC. We're going to install the AC free at cost.
Wow.
Not 18,000, not even 1,000 that Sister Sally said. Free. Yung the desk in the office, you know, there was a couple who was engaged in a business. Kaibigan po nila, Brother Ruel. They moved to Las Vegas and it said, Brother Ruel, you might want to take this. We have this office furniture. Kala niyo ba sinukat namin yan? Galing yun doon sa friend niya na not even us knowing what's gonna happen. Sukat na sukat. Do you know that God knows our needs? The details, He knows. Favor comes, you know, I could say this with such conviction because I'm experiencing it now. The Lord gave me this, I came to know of this many years ago, that God will give you favor in the sight of men when your heart desire is about God's kingdom and God's business. Pag iyon ho ang sentro ng buhay natin, God would even touch people unknowingly na, bigay mo to dyan. Bigay mo. At times, you know, the favor, they don't even know why they're blessing you. Sabi sa Bible, He would give us the riches of the Gentiles for the church, for us. And so, you know what? Do not worry. What are your needs now? What are you anxious about? God's heart for you is to live for us. Is mahirap po, di ba? How many of us would want to live a life free from fear, free from anxiety, free from worry? That's the heart of God for us. And the key is putting Him first, knowing Him first. Seek, trusting in Him, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto us. I share this because yung faithfulness ni God in our lives, whether personal or even corporately as a church, it's because God is alive. God is alive forevermore. Amen. Okay, so now, here's the thing. Because now, the how part, it's through our lives and it's through our words. Now, number one thing, how do we do it? Think of someone. Let's start here. Let's think of someone who needs to hear the good news. Do you know of someone who needs to hear it? Amen. If you know, then, okay. Let's start with people that we can reach to. Start to begin to pray for that person or begin to pray for these people. I did that. I read Psalm 126, verses 5 to 6. It says that those who sow in tears shall reap with joy and doubtless come again rejoicing with their sheaves. Harvest yun. When the Bible talks about harvest, it's winning people for Christ. Always remember that. He's the Lord of the harvest. Now, and so what do we do? Think of someone you might know who needs Jesus. Now, what do we do? Begin to pray for that person or group of people. And then pray, ask for God's power. Why do we need the power of God? Because it's only through the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that they will be drawn. Kahit ho na medyo nag-stammer, wala do. It's when the power of the Holy Spirit is flowing through you, kahit na minsan you will look at this. Mamamangha kayo. You will just be amazed when you begin to talk and it's the power of the Holy Spirit flowing. God, the Spirit of God will give us the right words to tell that person or group of people. Amen? So that's found in Acts chapter 1. That's why Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. And in promise, the Holy Spirit. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that we need in sharing the gospel to others. And then as we receive it, we go and share. And I would end this dun sa pinapabasa po sa atin ng Panginoon sa Luke 19. When we talked about the urgency because Jesus is coming back so soon. There's a portion ho dun sa Luke 19 verse 13. Jesus said, "Do business until I come." Let's all rise up. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Let's pray first, and we're going to have our communion. You know, we have examples of what we're going to give out today. These are tracts, Bible tracts, and meron pong mga verses from the Bible. We're going to pray first, and number one, the reason why, you know, we have to take the communion first is because we as followers of Jesus need to be reminded of what Jesus has done for us. In our celebrating communion today, we are going to thank God for His mercy and grace for what Jesus has done at the cross. How many of us would, God, we would like to honor you, Jesus, and remember what you have done for us as we take the communion today. Amen. And to thank Him for His sacrifice at the cross. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus, for giving him to us. Thank you for showing us that you love us so much, God, that you don't want any one of us to be separated from you. Making us realize that, Lord, most of us, once we were lost and in a dark place, we were in darkness, Lord. But in your mercy, oh God, you took us out of darkness into your marvelous and wonderful light. Today, as we celebrate communion, God, we would like to remember, Lord Jesus, your perfect sacrifice at that cross. That the life that you gave up on that cross, your death, meant life to us. That through your most precious blood that you shed on that cross, we have the forgiveness of all of our sins. And may we never take this lightly, Lord God. May every day of our lives remember your goodness and faithfulness and loving us so much that you gave us a blessed opportunity to hear the message of the gospel. And that, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, you enlightened us and we said yes to you. And so, Lord Jesus, thank you, God. Even as the elements are going to be passed on, we would want this to be a powerful reminder for us of how your love was demonstrated for us, that while we were yet sinners, Jesus, you died for us. And so, Lord, hindi lamang not just for us to be contented, Lord, that we are saved, but today you reminded us that there's this great commission that we need to obey. It's a commandment from you, Lord Jesus, that we as followers of Christ need to go and share the gospel and teach others your word. And so our prayer, Lord God, even as we partake the communion, is number one, to come to you first with a grateful heart, to thank you for the gift of salvation and eternal life. And you know, we would always say, ask the question, meron na po ba kayong assurance that you are saved? Saved from what? From sins. If you have not yet committed your life to Jesus, now is the time. Can I say that everyone here in this gathering today ay merong assurance that you have Jesus in your life? Amen. Praise God. Kasi kung hindi pa, kung wala, you know, we will lead you in a very simple prayer, and he's just a prayer away always. No? Amen. How many of you wala pang katiyakan? How many of you don't have that assurance? Just lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Pero kung meron na, praise God ho. Praise God. Amen. And so if you do, then let's celebrate the communion as we call on the ushers to. Sige po, magtulong-tulong the rest of the ushers to kind of help distribute the elements for the sake of time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Come at the Lord's invitation. Receive from his nails. Thank you so much. Eat of the bread of salvation. Drink of the blood of the Lamb. Come to the table of mercy. The elements are being passed on, you know, just begin to commune with the Lord and just thank him. Just thank him for the gift of salvation. Praise God. As I read this portion of the scriptures, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, this bread is a reminder for all of us of your sacrifice at that cross. That Jesus, when you were pierced, nailed to that cross, something happened, oh God. The Bible reminds us that the veil was torn into two. That because of your death, Lord Jesus, now we have direct access to the throne of grace. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, that Lord, we no longer need to strive on our own effort, Lord God, to be reconciled with you because you did it for us. And so, Father God, we are thankful. We say this prayer of thanksgiving to you for sending Jesus to us. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for continually causing us to understand what Jesus has done for us. And may we always have a grateful heart. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, even as we partake this bread. We thank you for your broken body, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for us on that cross. We give you the highest praise that you deserve, Lord Jesus. In his name we pray as we partake the bread. Hallelujah. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Hallelujah. And so, Lord, what a powerful reminder for us as a church, even as we celebrate communion, to know what the benefits have been accomplished for us at that cross. Your broken body and the most precious blood, your most precious blood, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, oh God, that we have the forgiveness of our sins. Thank the Lord for the forgiveness of your sins. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the new life that we have in you, Lord Jesus, that we are now new creation in Christ. And you're the same precious blood, Lord Jesus, that never loses its power, that we can appropriate over our lives even today, that we are made whole to do your will. So, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. As we partake this cup, thank you, Lord, that now we have access, direct access to your throne of grace through the blood of Jesus, your Son. In his name we pray, and we thank you for his blood as we partake the cup. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us give ourselves to God even before we are dismissed. Amen. As we go there to the park, it's because now we realize that it's our responsibility. It's one of the commandments of God. And so let's come to the Lord in prayer. We need the Holy Spirit. How many of us realize that we need the Holy Spirit to do this? Yes. We need the power of God and the love of God. And let's say this prayer together. Lord Jesus, we come to you recognizing that all authority has been given to you in heaven and here on earth. That you are the head of the body, and that we are the body of Christ. We submit to your lordship and to your word for us to go and share the gospel and teach others of your commandments. And so, Lord, we offer ourselves to you first. And we ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with your Holy Spirit. That you would send me in the power of your Holy Spirit. That it will be the love of God that would flow through me. Lord, we pray that, Lord, give me, Lord, that desire to win others for you, Lord Jesus, in our homes, in our schools for our young people, in our workplaces, in our community, oh God, and even for nations, oh God. We thank you for the opportunity that you are going to give us to share the message of Jesus, his gospel, to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. And so what we're going to do is we're going to be dismissed, and then we're going to meet at Veterans Park. For some of you who don't know where it is, it's along 223rd and Moneta. Amen. And we're going to give you tracks. Please don't leave yet as we're giving instructions.